If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so welcome everybody to the live stream of Celebrity Big Brother Fantasy on the Winner's Circle. We are joined by Tiffany Mitchell. Some of you may know her, some of you may not. I don't really know how you wouldn't. America's favorite, Big Brother 23, arguably one of the best players of all time. She really doesn't need an introduction, but we give it to her every time. We give it to her every time. And also, we are joined by Stephanie Harlow, who, for those of you that don't know her, probably the biggest YouTuber of all time. has a little thing called Crime and Coffee. Also has a little
coffee
thing.
Coffee and Crime.
And also has a little thing called Crime Weekly, which she is doing with your other host here, Derek, Crime Weekly. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good show. We're going to go through the rules. Derek's going to take us through the rules. If you guys have any questions, we'll get to that maybe at the end or maybe before we get into the draft. But this is obviously live. This is unfiltered. So if we slip up, hey, it is what it is.
We're probably going to.
If we slip up, I have a twin. Her name is Monique. And Tiffany will be in the other room apologizing for Monique's actions.
Monique's drinking Jameson tonight.
Okay, so we're going to go over the rules. So first off, there's five teams. Obviously, my team, Cody's team, Stephanie's team, Tiffany's team, and America, everybody watching, you have a team. And the way we're going to do it, if you watched our last episode, Cody and I were trying to figure out how do we do this evenly. So the way we're going to do it, because you guys aren't here to pick, we're all going to pick two players. We're going to have a draft, or I'm going to pull names out of a cup. And then the three remaining players are going to be your players. So because you can't pick, we're going to give you an advantage. And you have three players in the game that could potentially get all the way. Or if one goes home, you'll still have two. Where we only have two, because we're here and we're getting to select. So pressure's on us. As far as the rules.
Team America.
Oh, hella. All right. So for the rules, it's going to be each week we're going to accumulate a certain amount of points. So there'll be like a weekly winner. But then to ultimately win the game this season, you want to have the highest total points between our two players or your three players in total. So whoever has the most points at the end of the season, based on how far their players make it, that's how many points you get. So this is the point system. If you're watching right now, you need to write this down, because I don't want to hear any shenanigans down the road like, oh, you said it was this. This is what it is. If your player wins HOH, they win 3 points. If your player wins the power of veto, it's 2 points. If your player is nominated, they get minus 1 point. So you can have a player who, you know, loses a point that week. Well, no, you couldn't be nominated. Well, if there's a twist and someone gets thrown on the block, you could gain a point but also lose at the same time. Little twist there. And then if you are nominated, you get a minus point as well, 1 point. So let's say me and Cody are nominated. We both get a minus the point. If Cody goes home, because Derek doesn't go home, if Cody goes home, it's an additional minus 2 points. So
bastard.
Minus one for nomination, minus two if you're evicted. So in total, okay, from being nominated and evicted, it would be a negative 3 point swing. So that could hurt. You could have a player who's doing well and then lose 3 points.
So
and go ahead, we got one more
question
too.
Say you get one of my people go home first week. I have zero Do I go negative three?
Yeah, because that's gonna go negative three against your other player. Because so that's why it's such a big deal to you don't want to have first boot. You don't want to have first boot because now your partner is carrying all the weight.
Yeah, well.
And Cody wanted to add a little something to it, which I think is good. If your player goes the whole week without being nommed or renommed, it's a half a point.
Yeah.
You gain a half a point. So if your player stays off the block all week, you get a half a point every week they're able to do that.
And the reason why we want to do that, just for the people watching, is because, as we all know, people throw competitions. If you're watching the show and you're going in with a crazy strategy, you are not going to win comp, so we don't want to make those people end up with nothing if they go the whole game. So I thought that was a fun way. If you guys don't like it.
Oh, well.
Okay.
So we're going to pick names from the hat. We'll pull up the cast, and then we're going to select teams. And then we can kind of go over why, as we're selecting, why we're picking who we're picking. Because someone's going to have to get their recording thrown up when their first player goes home first. That's going to be embarrassing. Yeah. All right, so.
I hope it's not me. I'm America's favorite player. Same. That's okay. Right. And then you. Right, Stephanie, it's got to be you.
It'll be me. It'll be me 100%.
It's Team America, man.
All the names in the cup.
Team America.
First one. I didn't by any way
it's going to be me.
Manipulate this. Okay, first one right here. Let me see.
So stressful.
Yo,
let's go.
Is it you?
It's me.
No,
it's you. I know it's you.
Yo, you never showed us the cup. You never showed us
over here.
You never showed us all the names going in. No.
I will do it again. I almost don't want first.
Derek pulling names out his Jameson cup.
I know. I almost don't want to do it. This is not gonna look good for me.
Can you
I gotta
shake
pull the...
it? Like, put your hand over and shake it. What is this? What is this? Yahtzee?
It's a cup. It's
Yahtzee,
only like
man.
a
yeah, but his name is in there three times.
This is
it's still
this
him.
Is, this is looking really bad. Cody.
Better than Derek. Are our names actually in there, Derek?
Now they are.
No, Derek's name's in there like five times.
Yeah, now but like, he keeps putting the cup out of view, so I think
it's like DeVito.
What do you want me to do?
All right, so let's do this. We've got to see all the names. Cup empty. All the names go into the cup.
Yes.
Put your hand over it. Shake it up.
Damn.
And then we see it. Cup I just gave
Derek
up.
Derek being production. Derek
I just
is production.
Gave up my first pick.
Tiffany.
A little slight.
Yo.
Tiffany's in there.
Is it going in the
Cody.
Cup?
Cody's
the cup.
In there. Show Cody. Us the cup.
Damn, y'all really don't trust him. Y'all really don't trust him.
But this is, hey, we're competing now.
Now I'm going to get last pick. I know it.
Big brother, Stephanie. Welcome to Big Brother.
Oh, is it say Stephanie?
Nah, hand on the top. Shake it up. Like this.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
All right, that made a huge difference. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'm pulling it out. I'm not taking my hand out of frame. Of course. Of course it's Stephanie.
Yeah. Brittany C., does a backdoor count as a nom? Yes, it does.
Always gets her own way. Always.
You finally put my name in there, man.
She literally strong-armed us already, and we haven't even started yet. Welcome to my life, Cody and Tiffany. This is what happens.
This is crazy.
Okay, here we go.
Welcome to Big Brother.
Here we go. Here we go. Okay, still in frame. Cody.
Let's go. It was meant to be.
I got last pick. I told you I was getting last pick. I knew it. All right. This is Tiffany. I got last pick. I fucking knew it, dude. I fucking knew it.
Wait, time out. Are we going to do a snake draft so you get to get a double pick?
Well, no. It goes 1, 2, 3, 4.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
I mean... Jesus, you're going to just...
No, I was just making sure.
That'd be murder if it
was. Wait a minute. There was a good question in here. Does a backdoor count as a nom? Yes, it does. You'll get -1 if your person gets up.
Yes, if you're nom... Yep, if you're nom throughout the week, you are getting -1. I got to pull up the list of the cast because they're so memorable, but, you know.
So what did we think of... What did we think... Tiff, we never got your opinion on the cast. What do you think?
Yeah.
I had to go and look up some people, you know, see, I was like, who's this guy?
Same.
It's interesting. It's interesting. I knew one or two, three,
she said
maybe.
It's interesting.
Yep.
Yeah. I thought
it'll be, I guess, I hope it'll be fun. It's always fun for me to watch the celebrities because, you know, they got somebody running their life all the time.
Yeah.
To see them have to think and fend for themselves, I'm like, yes, welcome to real life, bitch.
Yeah, that's why I think they also struggle. Like, they're like,
yes,
they don't understand either. If they're not fans of the show, they will not understand how taxing it is on you.
You go in there and vote, and you're like, I vote for this person, and you think you're voting for them to stay. You're like
also not getting the backyard. Like, I don't think they get, like, outside like we do because it's a shortened season.
They do not get outside like we do. I talked to Tamar. She, you know, and she was like, yeah. No, I don't think they ever really got outside.
Give us the inside scoop. So what is the you may know because I haven't talked to anybody that was on Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah, she told me that they do not get to go outside.
They're doing like what, two eliminations in a week or something like that, right? Aren't they? Is it accelerated like?
Accelerated game?
No, but is it one? Wait, is it one elimination?
Was it always 11?
No, I think that we talked about it on the episode. Personally, I think they had some people drop out or because of COVID or whatever.
They just couldn't get people.
11 is such an odd number.
Hey, Stephanie, would it be tough for you? Somebody just said, turn up Steph's volume. I can't do it, but may be low.
Stephanie, are you all the way up in that preset?
No, just check. I can be.
Yeah, turn that system preference up to
Stephanie's all the way. Also soft-spoken, but I'm assuming that's somebody that...
You say soft-spoken. I was going to say sexy voice.
Hey.
Very soft-spoken.
She's like, hey.
Her voice is all right. Her voice is all right.
She's I'm going to choose first.
So system preference all the way to the right.
Wait, input or output?
Input.
Okay.
All the way to the right.
It's pretty far. Okay. All right, it's all the way now.
Okay, that's better. It is better. It wasn't like I didn't say put it all the way up before we started, but you know.
No, you did, but it's so loud in my ears.
Yeah, turn that down. There you go.
So
you could turn the output down too on that system preference.
So Stephanie, some people want to know, what is your Big Brother like? What do you know about it? How much have you watched? And people are trying to find out what your background
She's
is.
She's like, I know Derek and Cody.
I watched your guys' season. I watched Derek and Cody's season because I, you know, Derek said, let's work together. And I said, I got to research this dude. So I watched the season and I'm like, oh, this guy's going to freaking manipulate me all day long. And I'm not going to let him. And he hasn't too much. So
nice.
Far.
See, but the point is, you would know if I did.
That's a good manipulator. Damn, that's such a good manipulator.
You don't even know what's happening.
I'm sitting here with all three of you. How do you think I feel, man?
Why can't I see
Sharks
comments
and
on mine?
I'm a little minnow.
You have to watch it on YouTube. If you pull it up, if you go to our page, it'll say live right at the top of our page.
Derek, you are looking in videos. You got to go over to live, tab. There's two tabs.
Okay. Let me go to videos. I see the I see the video, but I see us talking. But I'm trying to pull up
to you?
Oh, I got it. We're good
now.
So,
if somebody uses the veto on another person, no points gained, no points, you know, that person coming off the block doesn't mean they get the point back after their initial nomination. Once you're on the block, it's minus a point.
Over to live, tab. There's two tabs.
Is your somebody's volume on?
Sorry. It was me.
That was Tiffany.
That's a good question.
The newbie.
But I don't think there's no way, you know, if you're nominated and then you're pulled off the block, you still were nominated, minus a point. I don't think they should get that back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely minus a point, but because the competition, you're basically winning the veto point by winning the actual veto.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get the veto, because I was thinking, like, do we give the person who ends up with the veto by the end of the week a point, too? No, right?
Nah.
What do you think? We got to take a vote here.
Yeah.
Does the person, if Tiffany wins the veto, but she uses it on Stephanie.
But I'm not on the block.
But you're not. You can't be on the block because you won veto. But you can use it on yourself or someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you have the veto. You have the ability to save someone.
But why?
If you're not on the block.
You
know what I'm saying? Like, let's say you win veto and you're not on the block, and it's me and Cody on the block, and you save Cody. Does Cody get a point? I don't think so.
No, absolutely.
You didn't earn
no
it.
Way.
Mm-mm. Okay, yeah. So only the person who wins the original veto.
Okay, but wait. But why doesn't Cody get a point? What if he finessed me veto on him?
Mm-hmm.
I might have been an enemy. We might not even be working together.
Now.
Then all of a sudden.
Do we do a half a point?
I don't.
If you can get somebody to use the veto on you.
Yeah.
I think if you can get somebody to use the veto on you, then you're worth. That's worth something.
What is the chat? Cody, tell us. Let's bring it to the chat because chat's got Team Five.
Yeah. So my biggest thing about that is like, say somebody. So somebody gets someone else to use the veto on them. That's finesse. That's really incredible gameplay. What if somebody off that wins the veto is like, no, we have a backdoor plan, and they take a person off, and it wasn't that person's doing. It was like a group off the block. Like, oh, we're gonna backdoor X. So now. It's like now it becomes, well, which way gets the point, which way doesn't? And then people can argue, well, no, they did it themselves, when we all know how it works. Most of the time, it's not the person on the block that's convincing somebody to get them off the block. It's the people off that are like, no, we're going to backdoor that person. So we'll just take this.
So the power of veto win just goes to the person. The points just go to the person who won the power of veto.
I mean, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Okay.
I'm down with that. We leave it because it's subjective, right? Cody makes a good point, too, where it's like you could have someone who's just basically well, actually, a lot of people are saying half a point.
I know. A lot of people are saying it. I was just thinking
we got to go with the masses, man.
I mean,
Team America.
I'm with that. So a half a point if you get the veto used on you.
Yes.
All right. I
mean, everybody's saying half a point. Everybody's saying.
Because nobody used the veto on me. So if I could convince somebody to use the veto on me, I think that'd be worth something.
Yeah, I mean, everybody legit was like half a point. And then there's some that are throwing out some different point scales, but we could change the point scales all night. I think what we got is a pretty easy thing to calculate each week. You know. So
this is so different than regular Big Brother, though, because some of these people could know each other, have developed relationships and stuff before even going to the
I know,
house.
Cody, we missed on that.
That is a really good point.
They know who each other are. They could be reaching out right now, forming alliances.
Well, they're already in the house.
Stephanie, that happens on every season, don't you know? Like, I was literally handed my season before I even went on it. So
I pre-gamed for
him. Pre-gaming does happen. Oh, yes, always.
Yep, here we go. Tiffany's like, I'm not saying
anything. I was handed my season 2. I knew I was going to win America's Favorite Player.
Hey, you know, hey, Cody, we dropped
the ball. I voted for myself.
We dropped the ball. And Tiffany, you might be able to weigh in on this.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So what everyone was hitting us up in the comments on the last episode was, as far as people knowing each other, so Carson is on RuPaul's Drag Race, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's a judge or whatever, but Todrick
is also... Mm-hmm.
He's part of that too. He's like he was like a dance. What was he on it, Tiffany?
He was a random judge. He was a judge as well. So, but they may have been there at different times.
Okay, because everyone's like, oh, they definitely are going to team up because they're going to know each other.
Maybe they didn't get along. Oh, because somebody was on the same show doesn't mean they get along.
Facts. That's a great point. No, somebody made a good point. We can't call it Team America. We have to call it Team North America because there people are like, there's a lot of Canadians here.
Okay.
Oh.
So we gotta call it. We'll call it the people's team. The people's team.
I love that the Canadians are here. Yeah. They've adopted me. I've adopted them.
I know that. You missed out, Tiffany, because when we came off, Canada was open, and we just literally did a tour of Canada. Basically.
Yeah. Seriously,
I love the states we did. You know, obviously the U.S., but Canada was just like Cody. I don't know. You went a different time than me.
It just wasn't the
different
same
experience.
Totally
insane.
Totally. It
like,
was amazing.
Packed every place.
And like everybody is super, super nice. Like so incredibly
nice. I love
going
to a super nice place.
Yeah.
I love
everybody was super nice.
Place.
It was awesome. My bowl of ice is slowly turning into a bowl of water that may overflow soon. Could have an issue.
I'm thinking about some Chambord for my
Because I gotta keep the white wine cool, you know? It's like can't be warm.
No, but Tiffany, I think about like you you individually as America's favorite player, but also the cookout.
I don't think it goes in a bowl.
You guys could
have
went
on an international
tour.
I was trying to do it, Tiffany. It was COVID.
That's what I'm saying. It sucks. Even Cody didn't get the full. You win All-Stars, it's like, congrats, go back home, go into
court. We didn't even get a party. Like, you know how you guys go to Vegas and stuff like that? That's how Todrick even came into the picture.
Yeah.
Because he was like, that was his first season watching. He really liked it. He's like, I want to go to their party. They were like, they're not having a party for us. Mm-hmm. So then he was like, well, just come to my house.
Yeah, I mean, that is awesome that he did that for you because it is really amazing. After All-Stars, it sucked. It was like season done. I flew home the next morning. 16 after party on the set. Your family comes in. Then there's like a huge party in LA, which
is fire.
I cannot
imagine walking out of the house and seeing my family. That is where I feel like we got
gypped bad.
Gypped the most. Totally. It's like you're there all that time. Mm-hmm. You come out and it's just. Not that Julie is not enough, but it's just Julie and the camera crew. And you're like, who's going to hug me like that that really loves me?
Yeah. Totally.
They were asking us, are we keeping points? You know, someone said something. Are we counting points for making it to jury, slash winning the whole game, and it's yes. So you're going to have – you guys are going to have three players, and you're going to tally up the points that they accrue each week based on this point system, and whatever player – players, your combination – so for us it'll be two players. For you guys it'll be three. You'll add up their total points, and whoever has the most – the team, whatever team has the most total points wins. So it's not necessarily the player in the game. It's you as the team that wins. So if Cody has, let's say, Todrick and Carson, and together, even though Carson went home first, Todrick goes all the way and wins all these points. Oh, we got to have a point for that, dude. That's the dumbest thing ever. How are we not going to have points for the person who actually wins the game?
Oh, y'all don't have points for that?
Yeah, they got a half a point.
We're playing it as we go. We're playing it as we go.
Oh, my God. It just came to me. I'm like, well, what about the person who actually wins?
Winner the show? Winner gets...
Okay, winner.
8 points? 10 points?
I don't care. Group chat, what do you think?
An HOH is three. Celebrity Big Brother. An HOH is three. So we have to, like,
that's some coordinate.
Okay, HOH is three. And then how many weeks are we going?
The whole season till the last week, right? Till they crown a winner.
15 weeks they have.
15 weeks?
No, they have only 4 weeks.
No, this is only a month. This is 4 weeks.
Hold on. Yeah.
So 4 weeks.
A regular season.
I thought they said 15 weeks in this.
That's a regular season.
That's a regular season, which is fucking crazy. It's only a month.
Stephanie, you and I got way too much going on to do 15 weeks.
Oh, 15 episodes. My bad.
Yeah, 15 episodes.
Oh, okay.
Can't that be crazy?
Yeah, no, we can't be doing that. So, but yeah, we're going to the end of the season because you could still get big points. You could have one of your players go home early, like I was giving the example where, let's say, Carson and Todrick are on Cody's team.
Yeah.
Carson goes home like week three. Todrick goes on a run, wins all the rest of the HOHs, and wins Big Brother. And just by Todrick's performance, in totality, Cody wins, you know, with the combined points.
Usually, if a person has a winner in the fantasy draft, like the person that wins the season, they usually win, I think. So that's why they got to have, like.
So what's everyone? Okay.
So the winner points have to be high. What are fans saying?
Everyone's saying 10, 8, 15.
I was thinking 10.
Yeah, I'm with that.
I think 10 too. You win the game.
Yeah, you win the game.
Stephanie?
I think 10's good.
Yeah.
15's too high, I think.
Yeah.
Winner gets 10. Do we do a runner-up any points?
Yeah. Runner-up gets think so.
3?
5?
5?
Yep. Runner-up gets 5. I like his number exact. 5 points. Cody's getting nervous with all these points given out. I can see him, like, rubbing his head.
I already know. I got the number one pick, and then after that, I don't pick again for, like, 7 picks. So I'm not worried about it.
Guys.
Wait. Time out. I'm the second pick. Damn.
I was about to say, who are you picking?
So, who are you going to pick, Cody?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, who are you picking?
Don't worry about it. Come on now.
So we ready to draft? I'll say the point system one more time for everybody out there.
Do we have all the points again,
man.
Together?
I can't deal with all the numbers. I wrote it down.
Stephanie, what'd you say?
We have all the points. We're not losing points. So we're only deducting points if you're nominated or evicted.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep. Okay. Yep. Right. So HOH, 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
Veto, 2 points. If your player gets nominated, it's -1. Mm-hmm. If your player gets evicted, it's -2. Mm-hmm. No nom for the week. Not initial nom, not a renom. You get 0.5.
Okay.
Veto used on your player, 0.5, so half a point. If your player wins Big Brother, 10 points. If your player is runner-up of Celebrity Big Brother, 5 points. I think that's a pretty easy
system. Dude, AFP, 2.5 points?
There's no AFP for Celebrity
Big Brother,
is there?
Just checking. Just checking.
Is it? Okay.
Is there so? Is I'm probably wrong. I'm not a big. I haven't watched a lot of Celebrity Big Brother. AFP there is? Let's see. If there is an AFP, I think it's got to be still more than HOH, so it's got to be at least.
Oh, it's more?
Don't you think what's harder, win an AFP or win an HOH?
Definitely AFP.
Tiffany, you make the ruling on this one, seeing that you're the only AFP here.
Come on, champ.
I think it's harder to win AFP than it is to win the game.
It is true because everyone's judging you at home. Ultimately, you can't hide.
We could
do something where we go, they can't be higher than winner. Winner's got to be. But I'm thinking, this is crazy, but maybe the winner gets 10, AFP gets 7, and the runner-up gets 5. Because AFP is America's champ, and the winner, or we could go below. You all are not responding to me, so I'm thinking you guys don't like that.
I'm just trying to think.
I'm thinking in terms of money. you know, in terms of the prize money, it's the winner, then the second place, then the AFP.
So you want to go four for AFP?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like four. That. It's a good call, Tiff.
Okay.
Love it.
I'm fair.
She's AFP. She's
that's
AFP.
Definitely fair. I think that's definitely fair.
So AFP, 4 points, guys. And they are saying, they're saying it is.
So Mark Ross and Tom Green won AFP.
Okay, there we go. Oh. So it's in there. AFP it is. All right, that's our point system. Stephanie,
we have it locked in.
You are, Stephanie, cheater. Can't believe you got first pick. That's crazy. She went from fourth to first.
She went from
after we picked like seven times. He pulled seven times.
I can't believe I'm going fourth now. I got screwed in this deal.
You were first.
I said that too. I was like, I don't want to do the raffle because the guy, if you get drawn first, you always look like a crumb. You look like you cheated. There's no way around it.
You did. You looked like you cheated. Exactly
Yeah, you did.
Okay. We got 400 people in here, by the way, right now.
What's up, people?
400 people watching right now. Okay, and that's how I won. Okay, and you guys will get the remaining three players. So whoever we don't pick, that's obviously a disadvantage for you guys. You didn't get to pick your player. So we will give you three players to our two. So you got three shots at the title. You got three people to add up points for instead of just two, which is actually pretty damn good. If you guys go.
Oh, I love that somebody said that. They won their draft because they had Tiffany on their team and she won AFP.
See, there you go.
Hey. Tiffany winning people some money. Why am I so loud? Oh, Jesus.
You're not. Hey.
Are we getting money for this one?
Steph, move your mic a little bit closer to your face. Everyone's still saying you're low. They want to hear you, Stephanie. They want to hear you. Don't be. I know you're not quiet. I hear you every week. Don't act shy. We know you're not shy.
Okay.
Couldn't we do a poll?
I know you put this on your Twitter. Did you put this on your Twitter?
I put it on my Twitter too. I tagged you.
Okay, I just want to retweet it.
Oh, yeah,
we'll give it a second.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to create up a nice one too. Everybody, I'm going to do like a picture of all of us, then the faces of the people that we pick. It's going to go out there. We'll track it. Oh, it's, you know, what am I doing with my days?
While we're considering that, I just want to put it out a little disclaimer that, you know, I'm going to have to overcome some adversities here being the fourth pick, but that's what I do. So
just know
when I win this, it's that much more of an accomplishment. I don't want to hear I had an easy season again. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Yeah.
I'm about to come from the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it wasn't an easy season.
That's right. There was some. There weren't all dummies on my season, right, Cody?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I know what ripe means. I know what ripe means.
Cody's like, did I use that word the right way?
Is it right? Ripe. Ripe is right. That's how I figured it out last year. Awesome.
Tiffany, you're a historian of Big Brother. Do you know any other season besides All Stars that had three winners on one season? I don't know the answer. Season? Chat, anybody?
Yeah,
any
you
other
do.
Season?
Three winners of what?
To have a season, a regular season, where they ended up having three winners of Big Brother on that season. So, for example, my season had me, Cody, and Nicole.
No.
So that's the answer.
That's the answer.
Wait.
But I might be
right. Wait. You said besides an All-Star season.
And it can't be a returning season either, right? Because Jordan, season 14, we had Jordan, Dan. Yeah, Jordan, Dan.
Dan?
And Boogie. That was... Jordan, Dan, and Boogie on, no, it wasn't Jordan. Dan, Boogie.
That 14 was Boogie, Janelle. That was the coaching season.
That doesn't really count. They're returning winners. They're returning winners. You had Dan, Boogie, Ian on 14.
Yeah, but Ian won that season.
And Dan and Boogie came back because they were winners.
Yeah.
It's kind of like an All-Stars. But my point is,
similar to what
season,
Tiffany's going to do in the future. Cheers.
Tiffany already said she'd come back, so now she's kind of...
She's going back. She's going to win it.
I don't know. They're going to be coming for her.
Immunity.
They're going to be coming for you. They're going to be coming for
you. I want my bracelets.
They're going to be coming for you. Yeah, you need your friendship bracelets.
Y'all got to come with me. Y'all got to come with me.
We're breaking up. I can't hear you. You're breaking up.
All right, you guys ready for this?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. You're up first. Take your time here. This is critical. Yeah,
I wish we had some music.
We need a drum roll.
I don't know. I had a plan. I thought I was going to be the second, maybe third pick. Fourth just puts me in a really bad spot.
Steph's like getting into the song too.
know. Somebody might not even pick your player, Derek. You might be
Oh no, my player's getting picked 100%. This person is not getting to me. No way.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to dig deep here.
Well, just say who it is then.
Do you guys want to tell you who I would have taken?
No.
Okay. Hey, no. Stephanie's
y'all don't
like,
start
just
this.
Me.
Don't start this mess.
Just tell us, then. All right, can I go?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. What you got?
Just don't say my person.
All right, I want Misha Tate.
No! Oh, I'm so mad. Damn.
A bad bitch. She's going to come and take over. She's going to win.
She's an MMA fighter. I know she's kicking butt. Oh, my God.
Horrible pick.
You're
thank you, Stephanie.
Wrong, dude.
Thank
right.
you, Stephanie.
You're welcome.
In the interviews, if you did your research like you usually do, Harlow, she literally said, I've never seen an episode of Big Brother in my life.
Who gives a shit? You know what else
she's
got coming up in May? A big freaking fight. A big fight
get,
that she's going to want to bring
knocked out.
Awareness.
She also
out.
Goes out there.
Go fight a winner. Okay,
she doesn't go in a winner, Stephanie. She goes out there like, I'm going to kill her.
Yeah, a little different.
I am not going to stop until she's not breathing. I'm like, yes, bring her
no,
to me.
No, that is horrifying.
You... Guys, what, you hate women? You think they can't be strong?
Oh, Jesus, here we go.
Oh, my God, here we go.
You're trying to get us canceled.
Oh, God, here we go.
Misha, I was telling him when we were doing, like, her, Chris Kattan, those are some of the players that I'm looking, because I'm a fan of Misha Tate. I'm a huge UFC fan. Huh?
Why'd you just tell us?
That I'm a huge fan of Misha Tate?
No, you said her and Chris Kattan.
I'm a fan of Chris Kattan, too. I actually, no bullshit, I watched Night at the Roxbury last night while I was working.
It's the best movie of all time.
Classic. It's Corky crazy. Romano tonight. Corky
I'm
Romano
so
tonight.
Torn.
All right, Cody, you're up. I know you're going to take my pick. I know it.
No, honestly, now I want to just to stick it to you, to be honest.
I don't think you know who it is.
I know who he's going to pick because
I heard
him.
I told him who I thought was going to win on the episode last week.
Which I was going to say the same person.
I know you were.
Taking your pick.
I know you were. I know you were.
But I think I want to go... That would be more personal and who I really, like, I want to win. I think he also has a really good chance, but I'm going to go not him. And who I'm talking about is Todrick. I'm not picking him. I'm going to pick Carson.
Carson. That's a good pick.
Thanks, Derek.
I approve.
I think Derek was just being kind.
Everyone's saying they love.
I was being kind right there. I know Derek wants. That's what I do. I'm a giver.
Everyone's saying they love. Tiffany's cold. Tiffany will take my pick just because I want it. I know. That's why I was like, I gotta be careful. I gotta think about it now because Todrick. I mean, Tiffany knows him better than me. Tiffany's good friends with him, so he might be mad if you don't take him.
Yeah,
to be honest,
could be. But hey, it's not
that's
personal.
What I, was thinking,
I mean,
that's awkward, right?
I mean, you guys
I will,
are cool.
I will be honest. It is my turn. I will be honest. My first pick, because I want to win, my first pick was Misha Tate.
Okay.
Oh!
Wow, I did not see that coming.
That was my first pick. Stephanie, I don't know what happened. I thought we had a girl thing going on.
If you told me before.
Steph, however, I hate to keep doing this to you, but they keep saying they can barely hear you.
I think they're just messing with me at this point.
What if you bring the mic? Bring the mic.
Yeah, like,
pull it to you.
Eat that thing. Look at me.
Put it in
eat
your
it.
Mouth. Put it in your mouth.
Whoa,
here we go.
Whoa.
Here we
put
go.
Put your mouth on it. Right here. There you go, girl. Say something.
But why is it still,
what's
you're still
the
low?
Are you just going on?
Do you want me to yell?
I'm sweating
I don't know.
Right now.
Does she sound? Put it up to your mouth again. Can you guys let her talk now? Can you guys hear Stephanie now?
Hello, can you hear me right
yeah,
now?
That
yeah,
that sounds
clearly.
Good.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Right. So every time I talk, I'll just get real close, like a
yes.
creeper.
Yeah.
No, not like a creeper girl. Just put your lips on it.
I'll be like,
oh
Cuomo over
what
here.
What the
like,
fuck
sorry.
Is going on,
I'm Italian.
Tiffany, there's kids on here.
What is happening?
There's 13-year-olds on here right now. Probably.
I am on fire.
I just wanted her to get closer to the mic. That's all I'm saying. I don't all know right. what you guys are implying.
Right,
I don't
so
know what
quick,
we're implying.
We're
I don't
to,
know.
We're going to have to keep it at this. Stephanie, you said your thing's all the way up, right? At that, the input's all
yeah,
the way
it
up
is
now?
All the way up, yeah.
And she's talking into her mic. If she's still low, guys,
the problem
sorry,
is that new people come in. Like, our numbers keep going up. So people come in and are like, why can't I hear Stephanie? Stephanie's a big draw.
Yeah, Stephanie is a big draw. I told you that.
That's what they want.
Stephanie, you should put it on your YouTube. We'll end up like 2,000 people in here instantly. They love her.
I put it on Twitter.
I hear you, girl.
I hear you, girl.
Just Stephanie, they're saying if you could please stay close to the mic. We hear you better when you stay close to the mic.
I will do that for you.
There you go.
I love it. Stephanie, call me later.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
It's the voice for me.
What is happening?
We'll talk. You want me to read?
Yo, they're about to have a spinoff, their own thing, like late night talks,
something like that.
Yeah, and it's just gonna get real. I'm done. I'm gonna finish.
It's the winners after dark.
Oh my God! Hey now. They're all saying now because it's kind of delayed. When you're on the mic, they can hear you sound better now.
It's not Steph. You guys are just loud.
That part, I believe that.
That's a fact. Facts. They're turning it down for us because we're screaming,
and then they can't hear Steph.
Yeah, that's probably true.
It's like watching the live feed.
Yeah, facts.
Cody with Carson. Okay.
All right. Tiff, hit us with it.
What's it gonna be, man? I'm so excited to see the first thing. I'm nervous.
Well. I am going to go out on a limb and draft my friend Todrick.
Hey!
Had to do it. You had to do that. If he came out of the house and you didn't draft him,
yeah, he would have been pissed.
That's bad.
That would have been awkward, right?
You stayed at his house for like a month.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You had to draft him.
Tiff's like,
was that five weeks?
Hey, who's counting here?
Yeah, you got to draft him. That's
time is irrelevant, Derek. Time is irrelevant.
Did anybody in the chat literally think that there was any way Tiffany wasn't drafting Todrick? I mean,
of course I was going to draft Todrick.
That was a gimme. She was building it up. All right,
I definitely thought Cody was going to try to snatch him.
Honestly, I was more thinking of everyone else. I don't pick for me. I pick. I don't know what I'm trying to say right now, but
okay. Then you were already sweating,
You guys got. You started getting the mic. Oh no, that was after. I don't know. I'm all thrown off now. I don't know what's happening.
It's the wine.
That's true.
Jesus. All right, Derek. You guys all took people who are players. Because Misha's going in there to win, even though she doesn't know the game, she doesn't like to lose at anything. Mm-hmm. So she's going in.
I thought you said it was a bad pick.
It is
a bad. I was only saying it's a bad pick because it was your pick.
We've seen so many people go into Big Brother and not know the game, and then just like adjust and understand it.
She doesn't even
know the game. She knows how to win, man.
That's what I'm saying. I was agreeing with you.
I need to pick a big fan.
Girl power, Steph. You and me.
All right.
You know.
All right, Derek.
I know who I'm going with. I know who I'm going with.
Don't pick my other draft.
No, I'm going with Chris Kirkpatrick. Got to go in sync. He said I was his favorite player. I got to go with him and roll with him.
That was going to be my pick if I got him.
He's also a big fan. He's also a big fan. Plus, I'm hoping that if I pick him and he sees this, I become an honorary member of NSYNC.
I hope there's a singing competition for him then.
Aw.
I'd like to hear Chris pull it back out, you know? I want you back.
Damn, okay.
Stephanie with the voice.
Yeah, Steph, that was like surprisingly good. Came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I'm a baby.
Someone just said Cody tipsy.
We all are just a little bit.
No, not yet. There's not enough wine. I'm just excited. I'm in a very good mood right now.
I was super excited about this.
I'm in a very good mood.
Yeah.
They're saying they love this group. Stephanie Harlow. You got a bunch of people in here like Stephanie. Oh, you got a bunch of Stephanie Harlow's fans in here right now. They're all like, Stephanie, go Stephanie.
I put it on YouTube. I put it on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. You got people coming in for sure.
Christy texted me and was like, I love the girl vibes on the winner's circle. So.
Oh, great. Yes. Christy. Yeah, we'll just go.
So now I'm going to be getting that every day.
Make it a permanent thing.
Yeah, it's going to. You know,
okay.
Gotta give people what they want.
It's almost like Stephanie's good at podcasting or something. Tiffany, we already told you you need to do a podcast. Like, that's
definitely.
Everyone's been telling you that.
After dark,
I'm waiting on my producer. I'm kind of spoiled. I'm waiting on somebody to call me and be like, "Girl, we got it set up. Just show up." You know.
You need to wait. Yeah, it's coming. Mm-hmm. All right. So they love this. They're all loving it. Sing us a song, Derek. I don't want people to leave, so I'm not gonna do that. we're doing good with the numbers right now. I'm trying to keep them up. I went with Chris because Chris says he's a super fan. He seems like he's watched previous seasons. I'm sure he talked to Lance. Lance is like a BB super, super fan. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure he was talking to him. And I just think he's going to have like that, like, he seems like really laid back, like really chill. Like, I think he's going to try to be everybody. I don't think he's going to be confrontational. He's going to be everybody's friend. That's why I picked him.
Yeah.
But I don't know how he's going to be at competitions.
I think people who are easy to get along with, okay, especially being a normal person, having to leave my normal house and set up and go and live in a house with a bunch of strangers, I want to live in a house with people who are easy to get along with. I don't want to wake up to some issues every day. Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine how a celebrity who has this lifestyle that they choose, you know, who comes and goes, then mm-hmm. they have to be put in this situation with other, even though they're other celebrities, you don't want to leave your comfort zone to live in a house with somebody who is chaotic. So I think that the people who get along with everybody, who make it fun to be around, those people tend to last longer, even if they suck at the game.
Right. That's what we were saying about Todrick. That's why, honestly, Derek picked Todrick to win. I think Todrick probably will win or could win, and it's because his personality, he's just going to be liked.
And listen, in real life, Todrick is the sweetest heart. Yeah. I told him, I'm like, hey, are you sure I'm not your type? Because like you could totally be my type. He is the sweetest.
He's also very attractive.
He's so funny.
He's very good looking.
Honey, yeah. He is fine. Yeah. Okay. He's every time I see him, I'm like, you are so hot to me. Why do you do this to me?
You see his headshot
yes.
for the show?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. I am always on his Instagram like, I'm your wife. I sign everything wifey. Every time I write on his post, I'm like, wifey, remember that. You ever want to come to the dark side, wifey. Yeah,
he's doing all right.
He is hot. I told him we can have some kids, though. I don't know how we going to make them, but I'll be his baby mama.
Oh, my God. Hey, he's going to... And he's super athletic. Super athletic, super flexible. He's got all the attributes for the comps that they're going to be able to do.
I think he could do it. I think he can totally go all the way.
All right, I got to pick one more, and I think I know who I'm going with. Chat, who do you think I should go with?
Not my person. Yeah, but he gets to go again because he went last. Yeah, so you're last, yep. Steph. You're last.
Oh, Steph, did you have somebody in mind?
I know who you're gonna be stuck with.
She's got the first pick, and she's trying to reel it back in. She's like, no,
that's
Derek.
That's how it goes. Dude, round the table.
She's fucking competitive, dude.
I know.
I guarantee you
she was researching shit. I guarantee it. Don't let her fuck play you. All right, so what are people saying? I think I know I'm going with already, though. I'm looking at this person.
Just pick it.
I'm going to go with Mariah Nagasu.
Oh, shit.
Yep. I think she's going to be under the radar.
The Olympic. Okay, go ahead.
Bronze medalist. She's a winner. Yeah, yeah. She's going to be super nice. Everyone's going to think she's like the sweetest person.
She's introverted. She doesn't like to talk to people, and she doesn't know how that's going to go. But you go for it.
Yep.
Whoa. She did do her research.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you. She's a psychology major. Yeah.
You take her.
Yo, Steph, what are you thinking? What are you thinking for my pick?
Who's your pick?
I don't know.
Mariah Nagasu. What'd you guys think of my pick? Hey, okay, actually, people love my
Derek,
pick.
Derek, my speaker went out. Who did you pick?
I picked Mariah Nagasu.
Okay.
The Olympian. Bronze medalist, super intelligent.
Okay. So, you know, we have an issue right now.
Oh, because you were going to pick her.
Yes. Damn. Because she's a figure skater, and I know she's tiny. I know she can probably do the comps. She's probably sweet. You don't want to, like, kick out tiny people. Like, who's got something? You know, like.
She's a sweet. I'm looking at her picture. I just want to give her a hug.
She's adorable,
you do.
Man.
Yeah. I am, you know.
And I apologize to Shayna Mokla. She's from Rhode Island. She gave me a shout out in her interview. But
you didn't pick her. Dude, that's cold, bro.
I know.
Wow, Derek.
Yo, you're selfish.
I want to win.
See, you're only about, yeah, selfish.
I think Shayna is going to have beef with people in there. I mean, she has the whole Kardashian thing with Lamar. Sure. Yeah. She was the one. I didn't know this. Stephanie, was it you that told me? Maybe. Somebody told me that Shayna Mokler was basically already talking shit about, like, the relationship between Kourtney Kardashian and Travis, because obviously Shayna was married to Travis at one point. They have two kids together. And obviously Lamar, although they're not together anymore, he don't let nobody talk bad about...
He's respectful.
Chloe.
Yeah, the Chloe or the family, like, because he knows he messed up. So I think that could be crazy. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't think that she's going to do very well. I think she's going
to
speak her mind.
That's going to be fun to watch, though, right?
That's why they cast them, for sure. They want that Kardashian fans coming in and watching, for sure.
I have two people that I'm battling right now, but maybe Tiffany.
Well, you don't even have a choice yet because it's Tiffany first.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Maybe Tiffany. Kitchen, you know? Tiffany might make it a little easier on me if she takes one of the two.
You got Carson, right?
Yep.
Yep.
All right. I'm going for Chris.
Chris
Kattan.
Oh, y'all told him? Did somebody take him already?
Oh, Chris Kattan. Which one? Yeah. The right Night at the Roxbury.
Yeah. Oh, you took him?
No, that's you. I got Chris Kirkpatrick.
Okay, yes. I'm taking him because he's a comedian.
Yeah,
he's funny. He'll probably keep the house laughing and entertained. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to live in a boring house. So I think he's probably got a little swag, I'm hoping.
He was
Also, everyone's going to know who he is. Like, you know, some of them might not know each other. I think everyone's going to know Chris Kattan. No, he's famous.
Who? Everyone watching or everyone in the house?
Everyone in the house. Like, he's recognizable. I would think most of them are going to know
him. I think that's a fun question.
From SNL.
If you don't want to answer, you don't have to. Who in the house do you think is going to walk in and, like, the cast as a whole are going to be like, we're in the same category? How are they on the show? Who do
everybody. You think everybody's going to walk in and be like, what are you doing here?
You think?
What are you?
Okay. I think a lot of them aren't going to know.
But I don't want to say it.
I'll say Mariah Nagasu, most of them aren't going to know. Because she's not, like, in the TV world.
Yeah,
So I think most of them will be like, oh, where are you from? What show were you on? And she's going to be like, I was an Olympian. So she's accomplished more than most of them, if not all. She's the only Olympic medal winner on there. But they're going to be like, oh, you're not. She's just not in their world.
Yeah.
Which is also why I picked her. Stephanie.
Okay.
Not a threat.
I don't know what to do. I'm going to talk out loud because there's nothing that anybody can do. I'm torn between the two housewives.
I wanted a girl, so I kind of was thinking Teddy.
A lot of people are saying the housewives. I'm not going to say which one they're saying.
But here's the thing is that I don't know. The thing, I know Cynthia is not going to take any shit. Could be a bad thing. Could be like somebody says something, she goes at somebody. I don't know anything about.
I don't know that she goes at people, though.
Is she not like, I don't watch it.
I don't know. I don't watch The Housewives that much, but I used to watch her back in the day. And she has a more calmer demeanor.
So she's not like what normal housewives. What I'm thinking of, like, I just think all the housewives are like women with money that don't give a fuck. Like, if you say something and I don't like it, I'm going to crush you. That's what I think.
Cynthia has, like, a maternal thing. She's a wife.
Maternal.
You know,
love that.
She's warm. A nurturer. I don't think it's a bad thing, honestly.
Honestly, the only reason why I was going to go with the other housewife is because Derek and I were jamming out to her dad's song. It's a banger.
Teddy Mellencamp. And John Mellencamp.
I was thinking
song?
About
it's John
Teddy.
Mellencamp. He's a million.
Come on, hurt baby, so good. Make it hurt so good.
Yeah, we were crushing
sometimes
it.
Love.
Yeah, we were
don't
crushing
feel
it.
Like it's
that's the only one.
Take Teddy.
No. What you told me because the one housewife, Atlanta housewife, she was on Andy Cohen's show when I was the bartender, and I can't remember her name. Kendra. Can't remember.
Kenya Moore.
Kenya Moore.
Yes.
And they were showing videos of her, and I was like, she's fucking violent and ruthless.
Drama.
So that's why I'm like Atlanta Housewives. And then we were looking up the Nene, or however you
Nene.
Nene. And
drama.
So I was like, that's why I'm thinking these Atlanta Housewives.
Yeah, to me, Cynthia is the least problematic.
Okay. Then I'm picking Cynthia.
Cynthia almost had to not even be renewed because – you know, she's just drama.
That's exactly the kind of person I want. Cynthia, done. That's my pick. Those are my two.
I probably helped you win.
You 100% helped me because I didn't know because all I know about Atlanta. Yeah, all right. I'll give you a point. All I know about Atlanta Housewives is what you were just describing was like the drama. And I guess I only saw because I was, you know, at Bravo doing that. And I was like, dude, this is fucking.
Not a weird flex at all. Hey, not a weird flex at all.
I was a bartender. Do you watch the show?
I was
a bartender. Isn't a flex. You know, it's not a flex. I was on Bravo. I was the bartender. There was the hosts and then the dude as a bartender.
But you're still on Bravo.
Yeah, it was with the Andy Cohen show with him and Paulie. I watched it. He was like, yo, I'm going to be on tonight. I was like,
damn.
You watched?
Yeah, of course I did. I swear to God. It was you and Paulie behind the bar.
Tiffany, they have a person there that is a huge Big Brother fan, which is why. I can't remember his name, but I have his contact. And if you want to be on and you reach out, they'll be like 100% the second she wants to be on it, let her on. Because Andy is also a huge Big Brother fan.
Send for me.
I got you. All right, so that's my pick.
All right, Stephanie, you're up.
They do.
This is important because whoever Stephanie picks – that's who your team is. So everyone watching out there, your three players will be whoever Stephanie does not take. That's your three. So it's looking – you guys got a pretty good strong team, actually, considering what's left.
This is hard because I wanted Chris Kattan. I loved Chris Kattan.
Yeah, he's great.
Sorry.
It's okay. I forgive you because I took Misha, you know, so I feel like that makes us even. I should feel better about it now.
What's Cynthia's last name?
Bailey.
And what's Carson's last name?
Cressley. K-R-E-S-S-L-E-Y.
I know. This is big. This could be a...
This is a really big pick.
Well, walk us through it. What are you thinking? All right. So you have the remaining players right now you have to choose from is Lamar Odom, Todd Bridges, Teddy Moakler. Telly Mellencamp, and Shayna Moakler. Do you know all of them? Mm-hmm. Okay. What is your gut telling you initially, just right off the jump? Like, what are you thinking?
So I want a guy because I want one guy, one girl.
Okay. Okay. So Lamar or Todd?
Right.
Okay. Todd, different strokes. Lamar. Lamar is obviously NBA two-time national world champion.
I mean, I love Lamar Odom. Like, I really, as soon as I heard he was on the show, I wanted him. I love him.
Lamar's going to go far just because he's so chill. He's going to get along with everybody. He's going to ruffle zero feathers. So he'll get half points every week, and he'll probably win a comp at some point.
He's strong, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes, he is strong.
I don't like him.
Oh, Todd Bridges?
He's a good player, too.
Oh, wait, why is he not showing up on my thing? Where is he?
Who, Todd Bridges?
Yeah.
He's not on a lot of the cast lists. He was on
list that I'm looking at.
This is what was confusing because last year, the Celebrity Big Brother, they had a guy come in for like 2 weeks and then dipped. He wasn't like a part of the show.
Somebody wrote.
Was that the Mooch?
Yeah, the Mooch.
Yeah, Mooch.
The Mooch. Yeah.
He didn't get like voted out. He just like came in and left.
No, that was a play. That was a cast move. They wanted to have him to promote him for the show before it came out, and then he probably signed like a 2 week deal. Everyone's like, oh my god, we're getting Shayna.
Listen though, with Todd, he's got like that murder thing, you know, kind of lurking. You know, he was like accused of murdering someone.
What? Yeah, the truth. Well, Lamar's got some things in his background too.
Yeah, but
so.
I'm saying like I don't want nobody to get killed. And then that's my guy.
Can he kill somebody in the house?
How many points are we deducting for a murder? I mean,
at least 20.
At least 20 points. You murder someone in the house.
Why did we say the same? At least 20.
Minus 20. Minus 20 if you murder someone. Assault is 10. Murder's 20.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not an instant lose, but it's hard to come back.
Yeah, yeah. It's no jail time. Just 20 points deducted from your total
score. Stay in Big Brother
score.
House forever.
Yes. Damn, why you kill him? That man, you dropped my score down by 20. I was about to win.
What happens if your cast member gets killed? Do you
not
lose
good.
Points for that or get
not
points
not
for
good.
That?
I mean, I think that's minus
I should
five.
Get sympathy points.
Sympathy
I
mean, points for sure.
Person, sympathy points.
What are we talking about
person.
Here? What are we natural talking
causes,
about here?
Natural
murder inside of the Big Brother house?
Yeah. You do
what
have Crime Weekly here.
Yeah, it's a spinoff. This is going to be the spinoff for Crime Weekly. Like, who killed who?
Yeah. What's that game? What's that game?
Inside of Big Brother.
No, isn't it like Clue? Is it like they're
BB
like
BB Squid Games? Someone just said BB Squid Games.
That's
what it is. BB Squid Games.
I've died.
Oh my god, y'all are hilarious.
I'm taking Lamar. I'm gonna do it. I'm,
damn
it!
Take him! Damn it! I was hoping you'd take him. I think it's a good pick. All right.
Yo, my team is going to fucking kill everyone. Not literally, like win. They're gonna win.
Metaphorically, figuratively, not actually.
Okay, so we should go over it. So, Stephanie has Misha Tate, Lamar Odom, Cody has Carson Cressley. Cynthia Bailey, Tiffany has Todrick Hall, Chris Kattan, I have Chris Kirkpatrick, and Marie Nagasu, North America, or the People's Team.
The People's Team
has Todd Bridges, Teddy Mellencamp, and Shayna Moakler. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, guys.
They might be like coming in and all of a sudden.
I mean, they're already ahead because they have three players that can gain points every week. So every week that they're able to survive all three of them, you know, they're going to probably get a point or two here or there. I mean, especially if at least two of them stay off the block.
Yo, I will tell you.
If Todd Bridges plays any way like he's been showing up on the news feeds for me, is like not even in the house, he might just make it all the way to the end.
Wait, what do you mean?
He's not. He's, no, he is.
So like floater, not existent.
Yes, not. I did not even know he was in there. So if he just gets in the house and sits back and chill, he might just make it all the way to the end.
I didn't know he was in there.
I'm telling you, I was like, damn. You were like Todd. I was like, where's Todd?
Yo, Sony goes, we're screwed.
Who is he?
Shayna, yo, I literally was going to say what somebody, KT just said this. Shayna's going to be the first one out. I genuinely feel like she's going to be on the block week one and gone.
Everyone keeps saying, like, literally the chat is like, we're screwed. We're fucked. We're screwed. We're doomed. Our team's messy.
Yeah, we're going to tweet out the list. I'm going to do like a fun little kind of image so that everybody, graphic, so that everybody could keep up with it. We'll do updates every week. We'll have everybody on. We'll talk about it. I feel like I'm going to crush everyone.
We do have one more thing to talk about.
You don't have a lot of self-awareness, right?
Christy has said that to me. Strong. Christy has said that to me, but I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
Okay.
Hey, it's a thing day with Big Brother guys.
Wow. What is the thing? What is the thing,
I'm so
Tiffany?
Sorry. Nothing. Did you have? Where's your drink?
Mimosa.
Tiffany? Can you imagine if I said that, but opposite
the other way around? Done.
I would be canceled. Everyone knows it.
Stop trying to be equivalent to women.
Oh Jesus. Here we go.
Why?
I'm just going to shop.
Today, like, we're goddesses. You can't compete.
You carry a human being in your body. We give life. We agree. I don't think
we can say and do things that you guys can't do. We don't make fusses about that. Hey, you can pee anywhere. Do we complain about that?
That's
a good point. You know what?
You just absolutely crushed any point. Like, anybody that has
a point.
There's definitely a ton of people that are in here that are like, oh my God, I'm going to crush somebody next time because I can't wait to use that line.
I have to use the porta potty. You're like, nah, that's a real that thing.
That's a point that was. I mean, also, I didn't realize what goes into like being a mother and all that until this past season of Big Brother. Like, women are heroes. I agree with you.
Well, listen, here's the thing, right? If you go, quick detour. If you go all the way back to biblical times, right?
Oh God.
Oh.
Women are goddesses who give life. And the men back in the day, you know, like the Jesus days, they were like, we can't have this. We cannot have this. These women are going to take over. So they were like, we got to make everyone think that they were just put here to sexually tempt us. They're just vixens and seducers and we hate them. So they pushed everybody down. They pushed the women
down.
Wasn't
the temptation an apple?
Exactly. Thank you for
making my
point.
It's not a woman.
Point.
It's an apple.
Don't nobody want no apples, Cody. We ain't eating apples.
I don't
now.
Eat apples was, either.
The apple was the metaphor.
You know, Adam ate that apple anyways.
Adam ate
the apple.
And Eve was
Adam
like, don't ate, do yeah. it. You
Adam
know, it could be poison. And he was like, ugh.
He was like,
I know.
Adam ate the apple because Eve was screaming at him all day. And he's like, fuck it. I'm eating the poison.
He's like, eat the apple.
Yeah, he was just like, eat it. Yeah, what she just said. Or, yeah, Stacey King, 600 people watching. Hit that like button.
Yes,
please.
People.
Nah, we appreciate
you. Love you.
Who's going to win?
I mean, that's crazy. It's a Saturday night. It's 9. It's Friday night.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Vote
it's
in the chat.
Friday night, 9:30.
Pick your order. You gotta pick your order. Who's going to win. Have the chat say who they think is going to win.
Yeah, one name. Steve. Only a name. Who's name. One name. So let's read off the teams.
I just read them off. You do have them?
You just did?
I just read them literally like 2 minutes ago.
Do you want me to read them again?
Read them again,
so I can
Stephanie.
Put them in my notes.
Stephanie, I got Misha.
Somebody
I got
goes
Lamar.
Cancel apples.
Cody's got Carson, Cynthia. Tiffany's got Todrick, Chris Kattan. And Derek's got Chris Kirkpatrick and Mira Nagasu.
Steph, who was your second pick?
Lamar.
Who's got Lamar. Carson and Cynthia? Cody?
Cody.
And then Derek has
Mira and Chris Kirkpatrick. I want you back.
So we're going to do a live every week. Are we going to do a live every week to basically do the tally and talk shit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do a little like little banter, a little back and forth.
Yep, we'll have the graphic, see who's in first. We can talk about it. Oh, actually, hold on. Here they come.
Uh-oh.
A lot of Tiffany's, a lot of Steph's, one Derek, zero Cody so far.
What are you talking about? I've seen Cody like 4 times and Carson like 6 times. So that's
I'm
like 10
a lot
Cody's.
Of, I'm seeing a lot of me.
I don't know how you do math, but I do math pretty well.
Oh, they're actually also saying the winner, who they think is going to win the show.
Oh,
we got a Todd Bridges in here.
Oh, Todd Bridges? All right.
A lot of Todrick, a lot of Cynthia, a lot of Mariah.
Yo, Stephanie, they're liking when you sing. Somebody go sing it, girl.
Mm. Yeah, these are what's your fans called? What are the Harlequins?
Harlequins.
Oh.
I love that.
Yeah, they're for real.
I love it.
The Harlequins.
Dream come true. I'm Team Tiffany all the way. That's from Molly O'Brien. A lot of Tiffany's.
I just saw like seven Tiffany's roll through. Yep. I saw. Oh, wait, hold on. I see Cody. How you doing? Cody, Tiffany, 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 Derek.
And type Cody.
Yeah, appreciate you, Steph. Come on, girl. So, thank you.
I just don't want to leave you hanging.
I got somebody saying Cody, 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 so
cheers
that counts as three.
Cheers to Team North America. Cheers.
Tim, it's the people's team.
Oh, sorry. I mean, cheers to me, but...
Cheers to me.
People's team of North America.
I just wrote in the chat. Not Cody. See mine in there? Cody?
That's cool,
not Cody.
That's cool. I guess. Not Cody. It's just haters. Just a bunch of haters.
What are we doing for? I don't really think we can, because if the people's team wins, I was gonna say they want to know what the winner gets, but I don't really know what we could do. We didn't think about that. I don't really.
Oh,
know.
What could we do? Give us time.
Yeah,
we'll think of something.
Because I mean, what? It's like if what the would, people what, win, what does the winner get?
The winner of the draft wins the draft.
Yes. That's perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah, winner of the draft will get flown out by Stephanie.
To her house. To her house.
To her.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
She will soft talk you. She will softly introduce your winner, that you're the winner. Hey.
She will tell you stories at night to help you sleep.
Yes, with her soft voice. I would love to do that.
It's just a win all around.
People's team is a mess.
Don't say that, because they could come
that's what
from
they
the
said.
Back, man.
That's what they said.
People's team is a mess. Back.
Guys, don't be self-deprecating.
Yeah.
Work with what you have, all right?
I'm never so cocky as to be like, I got this in the bag, because that's when Murphy's Law kicks me in there.
Yeah. Mm. Actually, I always say that I got it in the bag, and then I feel like I have to work extra hard to have it in the bag because I said I had it in the bag.
Yeah, now I will speak positively and I'll be optimistic, but never cocky. It's the cockiness that gets me in trouble.
Yep.
It feels good to be cocky sometimes, though.
It does.
Do it when you're alone, though, sometimes?
Right, I was going to say, you just say, it's got to be in private. Like, you got to look yourself in the mirror like, girl.
Or like with a trusted person, right?
Yes.
Honestly,
the
trusted people call me out immediately. Like, you're so full of yourself. I'm like, oh, that was confidence. I told you that in confidence.
They're not trusted people, then. They're jealous people, dude. Jealous.
You hear that, Christy? Jealous people. I'm just kidding. That was a joke. Baby, I love you. That was a joke. I'm being facetious. I'm being funny. Or trying to. And now I'm sweating again. Great. I'm in trouble.
Do you know how to spell facetious? Because I feel like...
And did you use it in the right context?
Half of the people who say facetious do not know how to spell it.
Yeah, I don't know how to spell it. Facetious?
Look at Cody.
Easy.
Facetious.
You're clearly reading it, dude.
That's not true. I didn't...
Cody, what's... We don't believe you.
No, that's actually, I looked it up. That's how you spell it.
Oh, yeah, I know that's how you spell it, but did you?
Oh, really? Oh, Stephanie, you knew how to spell it.
Yes, I did. Oh,
all right, well, now guess what? Now I know how to spell it from all time.
I know. Aren't you happy?
From all time. I don't know how to talk sometimes, let alone
spell
words.
Cody's sleeping on the couch tonight, they said.
Yeah. Keep drinking, Cody. Yo, here's a good thing. Here's a funny thing. You might not know this about me. Second grade, won my class spelling bee.
Yeah.
Not a big deal, really.
Cody, second grade. But you know what? That's a big deal. I'll tell you why it's a big deal.
You were about to crush me. You're like, what were you spelling? Today?
I lost the second grade spelling bee because I spelled business wrong.
Oh, business in second grade?
That's got the wrong word. I thought it was like five letter max.
Were you in those charter schools or something?
Yeah. The fuck is that?
Jesus, that's a big word for
something. It was. Day. It was a big word. I was intimidated. I was like, B.
Isness.
B is in there somewhere.
Yeah, B. Yeah, if anybody want to jump in?
Alex, can I get an I?
Can I buy a vowel?
Can I phone a friend? That'd be great.
So when I'm looking it up right now. When's the first episode?
It's second. The second.
February 2nd.
Yes.
Do you think somebody goes home that night? No, probably not, right? Probably just HOH, the winner HOH that night.
They guaranteed to stay in the celebrity contract. They were like, don't make me put my life on hold to go home.
I'm looking up schedule. Big Brother.
I wonder
schedule.
How do they sequester them if they get sequestered like they sequester us?
There's no way, right?
They don't.
No.
No way. No. They get special
I sequester.
Treatment.
I still have hotel PTSD. Don't put me in a hotel room. I don't want to walk in and see just no bed and no bathroom.
No.
Dude, they take the TV?
No.
Oh, no. They left the TV just for fun. They were like, you see that big black box right there? Yeah, that doesn't work.
We cut the wire. Like,
what do you do?
Girl, read, work out, look out of the window.
And right, working out is tough, too. Like,
working out is tough.
You're like doing it.
Jump rope. I was scraping the ceiling with my jump rope.
Do you have music?
Unless you bring your own CDs. You have to bring CDs.
CDs.
And the DVD player they gave me had to be from like 1991.
Oh, I like this. Somebody goes, if the people's team win, we should do like some merchandise signed by all four of us.
Done.
That's cool.
That's perfect, right?
We actually speak.
Not easy because it's going to be getting mailed all over the place.
Little plug here because we have.
I'm coming to y'all. We're facing to face. I need to meet y'all. Seriously.
I know, Tiffany. We really do.
I feel offended.
Where are you, Tiffany?
Everybody came to meet me. Said, first of all, just let me go off on these young men. Everybody came to see me. I was at Todrick's living my beautiful life. Everybody came to see me. Y'all was acting like it was COVID. Y'all couldn't come. Now I got to find you. It's okay. I will come to you.
I love that. Y'all was acting like it was COVID.
Yo,
guys, we're going to be in Vegas at the end of April. So maybe Vegas. Head on out.
Cody, you've never been to Vegas.
I've never been to Vegas.
I'm there.
Hey, Tiffany's definitely going 100%.
Always.
100%. Hey, so here's the schedule.
I got frequent flyer miles.
This schedule's nuts. You ready for the schedule? It's 3 weeks. So February 2nd is the premiere. February 3rd, so it's back-to-back-to-back episodes. So February 2nd premiere, Thursday, February 3rd, one-hour episode. Friday, February 4th is a two-hour episode. Then they have a two-day break. Here. And then it's 6th, 7th, 9th, 11th. Dude, it's like 3 episodes a week for 3 weeks.
With one of the weeks having like 5 episodes, right?
Dude, it's crazy amount of episodes.
Yeah.
All right, is somebody going to be
that 2 hour. That 2 hour might be a double addiction.
Derek doesn't miss a beat.
No,
he's
going to
be
doesn't.
All over. He's going to be all over the points.
Stephanie, have you ever watched live feeds?
No.
Girl, get ready. Oh, you got to watch the live feed.
Yeah, get Paramount Plus.
This is a good question that just came from the chat. So what alliances do you think are going to form, and who do you think will be in them?
I think Lamar and Chris Kattan are going to get together, man. They seem like it would be a funny movie, the two of them together. Big Lamar, little Chris.
Chris Kattan is tiny.
He's tiny. You could put him in your hand.
I mean, if you're tiny, you definitely need to align yourself with somebody bigger than you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I roll with the Henry Ford method. Everything I do, I got to get me somebody who can do what I can't.
Balance, man. And, you know, Chris is funny. Lamar is kind of.
So you think they're going to be a final two?
What?
You think they're going to be a final two?
Final two together. That's what we call make it a partnership. Maybe. You say, hey, you're my final two.
I think that's very possible.
Okay.
Tiffany, what do you think? I'm looking.
I see somebody is going to make a final two with Lamar. I would, just because I would think he's a bigger threat than me. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you this. I think Chris Kirkpatrick is going to be the guy that tries to ring in a big alliance and tries to form it because I think he's definitely a fan of the show and is going to play a little too hard. He's not going to be Frenchy, but I think he's going to have a similar-esque, like, you know how you try, like, there's always somebody every season. It's like, let's form this big alliance.
Like, not my person.
Oh, shit.
That's right. My bad, Chris is like leaning and he's like, yeah, where's this going?
Chris and Todrick are teaming up. I'll guarantee it because Chris knows Todrick's a fan.
I think that. I don't know how the relationship is, but since Carson and Todrick both are judges, there's no way, right?
Even if they did not get along there, and we don't know if they did or not, but because they have that in common, right. I could see them teaming up. I almost picked them together, but I was like, let me get a different kind of player for my team to mix it up. But I could see them working together.
Right? Like I could see them being in a
Todrick
duo.
And Carson. Yeah,
and then forming like something bigger because I think Todrick is a fan of the show. He knows how to play the game. I do think that Carson is similar, and so what I think will happen is they'll like branch out people around them, and they'll have people like kind of being their shields and their bigger alliance. And I can see one of them two winning. So Tiffany, good stuff. You and me, how you doing? Sorry, Derek. Hey. Chris Kirkpatrick is going home.
Okay. Damn. Like I said, we'll see after. We'll see. The good news is by like next Friday, we're going to already have a pretty good understanding of like, because half the, a quarter of the house is going to be gone.
Yeah, we don't have to really wait.
Which is crazy. After the 2 hours, so we probably can't do it Friday then because there's going to be a 2 hour episode, which is going to be at least a double eviction, right?
Yeah, I think that's a double eviction.
So
that's insane. There's
you could be sitting.
No, wait, does anybody know if they're doing a live move-in or do you think they're no? They're already together?
There. Allison Rodner tweeted it out.
Already in there.
Yeah, yep. Allison tweeted it out.
Ooh,
they moved in like
wait,
Wednesday.
But we can't watch live feeds yet, right?
No. That's how it usually is. After.
That's how it used to be.
This
That's
is
how
their
it used
special celebrity alone time, right?
Yeah.
I am so nosy. I am not nosy about anything, but Big Brother, I am so nosy.
They're already fighting,
we
making
could be
relationships.
Missing all the fights.
Yeah. I know we're missing all the fights.
Maybe somebody's already gone by the time they even show us what's happening.
They're in there like, wait, I didn't know it was know this and know that.
Because see, they
I mean, we're
that.
Like that. No. Yeah. And they're like, wait, wait a minute. Imagine them being like, okay, who's going to cook for us? Like, remember, like, who's going to cook for us? Like, having to figure out who's the cook? That's why Cynthia is probably going to go far. Cynthia's going to be in there. She's going to be whipping up some food. Cynthia's going to be in there cooking.
You hook me up.
I changed my mind.
I can see the live feed coming out, and Lamar's already gone because he's like, nope, not doing this.
Lamar's not going anywhere, man. It's that other bitch that's
going to
go.
Wait, who's the other bitch?
She can't handle the heat, man.
Yeah,
she's
you know that.
She's
kid.
Used to fighting with other women when she's when
Todd
she got,
Bridges is gonna be like Big Bro. I thought this was different strokes. Oh,
yo, wait a minute. But Todd Bridges, he was, I mean, like crazy famous when he was a kid.
Yep. Yeah.
Did he? What roles came after like you know 20? Right. He died off. He was like, but he was
in Roots. Huge. He was in Roots.
He was in Roots?
Yeah, he said he was in Roots.
But
Roots.
Young. He was still a kid when he was in Roots.
Yeah, but Roots, what's Roots? Like 9 hours? He probably didn't have a big role. He wasn't like one of the main characters, but he said he was in Roots.
Yeah. Well, he was a kid.
Roots.
In Roots.
How long was
Roots?
6 hours?
It was long.
Yeah, it was long. So I mean, I believe it.
Yeah. I mean.
Let me ask you a question then. Can you drink alcohol in the house?
They provide alcohol for you.
Good
Okay, wait a minute, Derek. That is not considered alcohol. It is beer and wine.
And like 6 beers and 1 bottle of wine for the entire
house. For 16 people. For 16 people.
Yes.
Why do you lie and say they give you alcohol then?
Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you.
So what I will say, Stephanie, in the past.
Don't they say Todd did a few Tyler Perry plays? I didn't know that.
Oh, you did?
Thank you, D-Buck. And Everybody Hates Chris.
Chris Kirkpatrick?
No, Todd Bridges.
Oh, everybody hates Chris.
The show.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So Stephanie, in the past, they used to load the house with alcohol. Load it. And then everybody started getting like really hammered. Like they would save alcohol so that when they would give it again, then they would have like an obscene amount. People would black out. Rachel got like a bottle of tequila in one of her HOHs, drank the whole thing, blacked out. And they were like, all right, we need to now limit everybody.
Really though, they should allow the alcohol because that's when, I'm telling y'all, Labor Day, when we had just a little extra drink, the Labor Day conversation we had, I cannot disclose.
Yo.
But yeah, man. You just feel so free.
Tiffany.
Did they shut up the feeds for you, Tiffany? I can't remember. Like we had a 4th of July party. Did you have, you had the same thing, right?
We did.
That was like
the
best 2 hours in the house.
Actually, ours was Labor Day.
Yours was Labor Day. Okay, so same thing.
Labor Day was
a blackout.
Nightmare.
Yeah. So they come over the intercom. And you got to understand when you're in there, Steph, like it's like so liberating. But they're like, hey, we know you guys have all only met each other with cameras and microphones on. We're going to turn off the live feeds. We're going to provide you with alcohol, cake and food. And you have 2 hours to say, do whatever you want.
But you can't talk any game.
Can't talk any game. If you talk game, we're putting the feeds back on. And we were
so they're watching you anyway still, right?
They're
watching you. But America's not watching. But the fact that you can talk, like the fact that for all this time you haven't been able to just talk freely, and now that you know no one can hear what you're talking about, you like, so yeah, let me tell you about this guy I was telling you about. Now I can tell
you.
Now I can give you the details.
Yeah.
Yes, I can give you name. I can name drop. I can give you details. I can be like, girl, I ain't want to tell y'all, but you know.
Well, for just 2 hours.
That's all you need.
It might have been 2. It might have been even 3 hours. I can't remember.
So we got lucky.
No. We were just getting like drunk, eating cake and stuff.
Don't lie. Now, I am just going to say. I'm about to Stephanie, I'm gonna spill the beans.
Spill it.
Because it wasn't on my season, because we were good. But on another season, I heard that during one of those shutoffs, a couple dipped on off and maybe consummated their relationship.
I believe that.
How could you not?
Yes.
I mean,
how long
season was it?
2 hours happened.
There, season 20, Steph, there was a couple in there. I mean, everyone knows their name. It was two couples, but Jack and Annalise, and then it was also Jackson and
Holly.
They'd have sex on a stool in the shower, so they'd always bring the stool up there to do different positions and shit.
Hey!
And the feeds were like on it, like they were posting stools in the. It was like, but they didn't care. They didn't care. They were just like, whatever.
They were already doing things anyway. It's just like, you know.
There have been older seasons where legit they get in the bed and they would just like go at it. Now the cameras, they'll turn the feed off for that. Like it was Ollie. And April,
yes,
they were like
in April,
a full blown going at it in the and like they just kept the feed on them.
this is what they do now. If you are exposed, then they have to turn the camera away.
Oh, okay. So you just be flashing then.
Yes. Yeah. So if you want to be left alone, like I did that, like when I lost one of those comps, I was so mad and I heard the camera like rolling behind. I was like, oh, you following me? You following
no
me?
Shit. My towel. Tip, you're so fucking sick. I love that. Are you trying to, get something out of me?
You want to say something? Look at this. They were like, look, it was so unlike me. I got called to the DR.
The principal's office.
They were like, so, this isn't like to get any story from you or anything, but we just wanted to make sure that you're okay.
That you're okay.
I'm like, girl, don't you got a kid? And that's going to be watching the live feed. Like, I stripped naked. Sarah Beth walked in the room. She was like,
what's happening?
I was like this. Yes, we all got the same thing. You can look if
it's
you want.
Best
you don't have to. Right. You don't have to.
Stephanie, I would love to see you on Big Brother. Oh, my God.
No, I can't. If I don't have music or alcohol, no. I don't want to do that.
You don't. You get music,
that,
though.
You have your own space.
HOH like, gets
got
music.
People everywhere. Just
yes.
We got to turn
HOH
up.
HOH gets music? That's
yes, but you can only listen to it in your room.
Yes.
And you
yes.
get one album.
No. Yes.
And it's in headphones. No. And you can't sing. And I also found out you can't mouth.
Sing.
You can't mouth it either, because I was like this.
No. Copyright. Can't
I think
sing
we should cancel.
And they were like,
and they shut you down?
We couldn't even sing Happy Birthday because it's copyright.
No, that's torture. That's like a friggin'.
That's what I was telling you. You
that's
can't
like
read.
Military
like they would cover
shit.
Up the cereal boxes. They don't want you reading. Only thing you could read is a Bible. Like they do not. They really try to break you.
Oh, that is so funny because I know all of the ingredients and all of the details from all the cleaning supply from the bathroom. You know, when you go in the bathroom, you got to read something.
The same thing.
Listen, Stephanie, I read the Tampax insert.
For real.
You're in the bathroom. You have nothing. I'm like, all right, so this is how you insert a tampon.
When I was in the bathroom, that's when I would read all the women, like the tampons, all that. I was like, reading the boxes. I'm like, yeah, what?
I'm telling you, you just need
something to stimulate your mind.
You just need something, dude. That's awful.
You know, we had another season, Tiffany. You would have appreciated this. So, before they did a reconstruction, but I think our season or the next season after us was the last one. But in the bathroom, on the inside of the door, all the former house guests from like way back in the day, every year they had the same bathroom door.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was scribing their names in the door behind it. So you'd go in the bathroom, like you'd be sitting there and you'd scribe your name.
Oh.
Hey guys, congratulations. And you'd see like people
Why
that
did
you
we
were,
do that.
They got rid of the door. I don't know where the door is, but
we
all doing it.
Started it.
It was insane. Like I forgot how far back it went, but I remember we used to get pumped. We're like, oh my God, look at so and so. See
that
we were like literally fanboying and girling like over the like.
Because that's your proof. Like they were here.
Right. Yes, and that's what I'm saying.
And
like
a
Janelle
time
was
capsule.
Here. You know, it was crazy.
It's like weird. It's like
write?
Yo, they were.
No, you don't have a pen.
Carve it.
We were scratching
you would have
our
to.
Paint.
Yeah, you'd have to drive it in.
It was so cool. We all.
But
did
But you
it.
Know what? I will say this, and I realized this not too long ago. I was reading my Bible. I started reading my Bible like towards the end of the season. Mm-hmm. And even though I read a lot of good stories and it was great, it actually hurt my game because it gave me an escape.
Yeah, it, gave you an, it also gave you a conscience, probably.
No.
It's an escape. You know what you need to do.
No. Yeah, I am like, oh, and I actually was like ready to go. Like, oh, I can go read my Bible. Okay, we're not doing anything. Mm-hmm. I can go read. And really, that was something I should not have picked up because everybody else is like still in the game and they're focusing and they're working on relationships. And I'm like, yeah, I ain't thinking about this no more. I'm over here with King mm-hmm. James. What did he say?
You have to be locked in 24/7.
You should.
You really
yes,
do.
You
and
should.
That is
you absolutely
extremely
do.
So you just tolling.
Talk to people all day long.
Yeah.
Talk
yeah.
to people.
Well, that's why yeah. when people go on the show, so many couples that meet on the show just last. So many relationships that
yeah.
form on the show just last because you are having like crazy intimate conversations
yeah.
for a long period of time. If you're on a season yeah. for a long period with somebody, you're going to get close with them. It's crazy.
That's
you don't
why
have
I, that's
like
why I think Derek X and Claire just will work out mm-hmm. unless one of them ends up moving far from the other. But as long as they stay together, they'll stay together because they don't know what it's like to not be apart. I kind of equate it to like twins, except we're not twins. We're 16 bodies developed in a nucleus. And this is our new nest, and we learn this together. We grow together. So when you pull us apart, it's like, oh, but I've just been through all of this stuff with them. But if I never separate from you, then the before life almost it matters, but it doesn't. This is the new life, and so we're just together now.
Yeah. That sounds super unhealthy, yeah. man.
It is.
Yeah, it's a codependent.
That sounds.
It is.
I was like, I can't believe I signed up for this. Like, Stephanie, I was in the house. Like, I cannot believe I prayed to do this. Like, I was really begging, like, yeah. God, please let them choose me.
I want this
me.
Opportunity. Yeah.
So I can be screwed up. Now I'm like, where are my friends? Where are my friends?
It's crazy. It takes
it
a
definitely
crazy
changes
toll.
You.
Yeah, 100%.
It so really does, man. It changes you.
I get ADD.
Sure.
I just be fucking with people all the time. I get so bored that I be pranking people.
Oh, yes. Girl, I jumped out of closets. No I was, yes.
And the house is not as big as it looks on TV.
No.
It's not.
And it gets smaller and smaller as the time goes on.
Except for the distance to the bathroom. That never changes.
Cody, how was it? I don't even know if I've ever asked you this, but how was it coming out of the H room and seeing your boy's mural on the wall? Because we didn't know that was going to happen.
I mean, it was funny how I walked in and I was like, at first, I was super, I was kind of pissed. I was like, dude, I don't want this bringing attention to me. Because I knew going in, I was like, everybody's going to only view me as a... People are just going to kind of overlook me. They're not going to view me as anything. It's going to be like, Derek did this. Cody was just his sidekick. And I didn't want to remind, I didn't want anybody to be reminded of anything. I don't want people to think back, oh, in that season, I won a ton of comps. I don't want anybody to think anything. And I know your face is there. Yeah. And I'm like,
you want them to forget about it.
I wanted everybody because I knew that would be my best asset going into.
Oh, yeah.
Because
you
season.
Had the house where there was like
Casey,
all the
Rachel,
players.
Derek, Dan, Daniel Reyes. I think those were
that
would have
been so
Dr.
Dope.
Will was on it somewhere.
Dr. Will was somewhere, yeah. But Derek's was like in the HOH room when you had the TV on, his was the one that you saw if you
like
did the
mine was
view.
Huge. I remember they sent me a picture like literally before it was going to get tweeted out. Like yeah. I didn't find out before any – like never heard anything about it. They didn't have to ask for obviously permission. They own the right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I saw it when everybody else saw it within like an hour. They're like, hey, heads up. And I was like, is that fucking me?
Yeah,
and then I like because it kind of doesn't look like me because I got the fake glasses on and stuff. But then I'm like, but I was like, yo, as a fan, that's the coolest thing ever. But then you were talking about it in the house a couple times, I'm like, that's got to be weird. Because if I had seen you, I would have been like, what's he thinking? Every time I saw, I would have been like, what's he thinking about my game right now?
Yeah.
Well, it just kind of passed. It faded. But at first, I was like, dude, I don't want people to start talking and being like, did you watch season 16? Like, what did Cody do? Like, what was he on the season? Because everybody knows what Derek was on season 16. Nobody really had any, because I wasn't like a huge storyline or anything like that. It was just our duo. So I was like, dude, I don't want people to start fucking talking about like anything I was doing because I won.
So funny how his self-awareness is so not there. He's like, I didn't even do anything. Nobody even knows me. Seriously?
Well,
what you think?
Well, yeah, I felt that way after 16. Oh, okay. Everybody told me too when I came out. Everybody was like, you suck, dude. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Yo, you gotta get new friends, man.
No, no, no. No, not like, I'm not talking about my friends. My family.
Oh.
Well, my dad
You listen to those people online?
My dad was like, yo, you could have won. You know that, right? All you had to do was cut Derek. I was like, all
right,
That's
what dads are supposed to say. And he's wait a minute, Cody.
And my family told me the same thing. They're like, you could have won if you'd have said, screw the cookout.
And I nipped it. I was like, I don't want to hear anybody saying anything to me about it. I don't care. It was a decision I'd make a million times over. So I was like, yeah, don't
care. Karma worked out for you pretty well.
Yeah, it worked out well. But anyways, what I was saying was on that season, I didn't want anybody grouping like, oh, Derek, Cody, the Hitmen, the two of them. I was like, I don't want that. I didn't want to go home early. I didn't want to go home early. It was an ego thing, to be honest.
Nobody wants to go home early.
Right.
If I was in that house, I'd want to go home early. It sounds terrible.
Not once you get there, girl. You got to win. We are competitors.
I mean, I get through it, but I would be miserable. I wouldn't
Stephanie,
win.
Cause this is the winner's circle, Stephanie. You would win.
Yeah. These are only winners here.
I'd have to be real drunk.
The winner's mentality.
So that's what
I think honestly, Stephanie, knowing you well, I think you would do really well. But I think if there was someone in there that just like was getting under your skin, within a couple weeks, you would be calling them out.
That's when you go by fear instead of love.
No, but this is what you do, Steph. You just put a target on them and get them evicted.
Yeah. Well, it's not that easy. Tiffany says that like it's like the easiest thing to do.
Tiffany made it look easy.
It's not that fucking easy. Just be like, that person needs to get targeted.
I mean, but I've done it for a long time in real life.
You should go on the show.
No.
Stephanie for Big Brother. I am here for it.
You know what? Here's the thing. I have an incredible scenario. They bring somebody back, returner, Tiffany. Newbie, Stephanie, greatest alliance of all time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just absolutely fucking
up. We have no chance.
Hey.
So how does it work in here? I've been saying the F word like quite a bit.
Have you? I haven't heard it one time.
Because I slip it under the radar.
No, I mean, it's like you're not going to get demonetized, right, Stephanie? Stephanie, you're the YouTube expert. It's a stream, right? So you're not going
to
get demonetized.
I still want them YouTube to be like.
Swear in your streams? I'm sorry.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, I've been cursing. I just said F, and then I just thought of it. I was like, oh, Derek always says you got to limit the F words.
Oh, Derek.
Yeah.
No, I've been on my best behavior.
On the video you do. Am I wrong, Stephanie?
In our video?
No, like on our videos, when you put them out, you can get demonetized for excessive profanity.
I think it's actually gotten better.
It's not excessive.
For me,
no, right?
YouTube,
I didn't feel like I was doing it that bad.
YouTube's got some, and I was just saying, talking to somebody yesterday, I was like, I feel like I hear the F word so much at this point, like in every movie, every TV show, real life. It's going to become like a part of like vernacular where one day it's just not even going to shock anybody. You're going to have little five-year-olds running around being like, give me my fucking candy. And nobody's even going to say shit. You know?
I hear that often. Not here, but sometimes.
YouTube's sort of like pulled away from caring about profanity as much.
Okay.
And they care more about like what's ad friendly. And since profanity, it has become such a part of like mainstream culture, it seems like they're like, well, that's what's popular now, so we don't care about that. But true crime, no, you don't talk about victims of murders. No, we're not going to allow that. No, the advertisers don't like it. Hey, Susan, what's up?
Oh, that's good.
Hey, Susan, remember the conversation we had?
Hey, Susan, remember?
All right, so what do you want? We wrap this up, so we wrap it up. Mm-hmm. We got our teams. We say the team one more time so everyone can write it down, because everyone was like, can you read this? We're going to post it. I'll read it one more time. So Stephanie has Misha Tate, Lamar Odom. Cody has Carson Kressley, Cynthia Bailey. Tiffany has Todrick Hall, Chris Kattan, and I have Chris Kirkpatrick and Mariah Nagasu. And you guys, everybody out there, you have Teddy Mellencamp, Shayna Mokler, and Todd Bridges. So,
Good luck.
You know the point system, pretty simple. Will we have the point system posted anywhere?
Yeah, well, we'll put it in. I'm gonna create the whole thing in Canva and just have like the rules on the side, the point system on this right side, all of our pictures on the left, and everybody will be able to track it that way.
Post it in the community page. Post it on your Instagram in the stories, but the stories that stay.
Like the highlights.
Yes.
The highlights. Got it. So it stays up there. Somebody wants to look at it.
And then you can update it as the weeks go by in that story that stays. So create an entire highlight for the Big Brother draft.
On the Winter Circle Instagram.
Yep. And then every week you put in a new update so people can actually chronologically go through each
the highlights and see the scores.
Dude, what in the actual fuck. Like, I am
You can't say that.
Dude,
right. I am so horrible at social media. Christy's going to have to walk me through that because I know she's watching. I'm like, I don't know how to do
social media myself.
Yeah, you've seen the little highlights where you can
see
certain stories.
I don't
stories.
Have any idea how to do it.
They stay there forever.
Yeah, they stay there forever so they can click through and see how the scores progress as I continue to build on my lead.
Sounded great, too. To describe, it's like chronologically.
Yeah.
Yes.
Man, I'm so bad at
something. We'll work out the four of us because we don't really know exactly how the elimination's going to go. So we'll base it off of that, like once we figure it out, and then we'll figure a timeout that works for all four of us. But basically, we're only going to have to get together like three or four times to kind of
such a short season.
That's sad.
Yeah.
We can get together a little more often, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm going to be in a blizzard for the next 2 days. So that's going to be fun. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're getting hit hard here, Tiff.
No. Oh, wait. So you guys are in the same state?
Well, East Coast.
No, he's in Jersey.
Okay.
We're all, I mean, not super close, but we're all East Coast.
Where are you?
I'm in Rhode Island.
Oh, you're in Rhode Island. Okay.
And then
Where's Steph?
New York.
Are you getting snow right now, Steph?
I was coming to New York.
It hasn't stopped snowing in like two weeks, it feels like, man. Every time I look out, snowing, it never stops.
We're getting hit bad on the East Coast.
But I am going to, I'm leaving on Tuesday to go to Denver for a couple of days. So I'm looking forward to the break.
Oh, cool.
I was debating. I might come to New York next weekend.
Well, I'm in upstate New York, okay? I'm closer to Canada.
You're close to me, though, Tiff. You go to the city, I'm like right there. I was super pissed. Kylan was here and was like fucking 20 minutes from me. And I couldn't even see him because it was like
Kylan was on her season.
Oh, Kylan, was with Tiffany. He was like in Staten Island. And I just had been around people that all tested positive for COVID. So I was like, bro, I can't see you right now. It would suck because, like, how often is that? He was, like, 20 minutes away from me. It was so frustrating.
We got to get Kylan on here. Kylan keeps saying, he's like, oh, we got to get you on. We're going to do it. We don't do a lot of guests. So that's the thing. But
I know, Tiff, ever since we had you.
Invite me.
Yeah, we love Tiffany.
We love you.
We love everybody.
We do love everybody.
Don't put me down for anybody else, okay? So they just got to wait their turn.
Now you're right. Hey, listen, that's why I texted you the other day. I was like, you're locked in for a few weeks now because
I never even ask any questions.
No,
I
love it. It's fun. We have fun. It was a good time. This was a lot of fun. We hope you guys had fun. Any final words from everybody? I got nothing. I'm going to let my players speak for themselves. Anybody else? What's your final words?
I came to win.
Hey.
Shocker.
Go.
Cheers to that. Anybody still drinking besides me?
Yo, Jesus. I just actually emptied the bottle. Look at this thing. Sweet Jesus.
Listen, it's Friday night. I popped the cork with you guys. I don't know. I'll be here on this.
My problem is when I open a bottle, it's like I don't put the cork back in until it goes in the garbage.
I am going to have to finish that because it's not going to be any good tomorrow. So, I mean, I'm not driving. I'm at home.
Because it's got bubbles. Yeah. The bubbles will go away by tomorrow. You got to drink all of that right now.
Bubbles will be gone. Yeah. It'll be dead. It's like there's no point.
Yeah.
Stephanie and I are over here being like, you should drink more. We should just drink less.
I should. I'm going to engage in some other activities.
Hey, it's Friday night.
Cheers
to whatever anybody wants to do on this Friday night. Have a good time. Stay safe.
Absolutely. I am having a fabulous time tonight.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers, everyone.
We will see you guys. Good luck. Thanks for joining us.
And you'll let me know when we're meeting here again?
Yeah, we'll get a group chat going. Let's do a group chat. We'll get a group chat so we can talk shit. So we can talk shit.
Love
it. And then maybe we'll share some of those group chats with you guys. And
I can't wait for Stephanie to get on the live feed. She's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What is this show?
Girl, because the show that we watch is nothing like the live feed that we see. Mm-hmm. So I've been telling her,
I'm like, yo, you got to get the live feeds this year.
You have to watch live feeds. Like when people are on my social media, like, you're acting funny. I'm like, no, you acting like you was just watching the casual show.
Facts.
You acting funny.
The people that watch the live feeds know you. They know you.
You don't know me.
If you watch me on the live feeds, you know.
Man, that's crazy because I am a little voyeuristic. Like, I like watching people and they don't know.
Yo, what is voyeuristic?
I think
mean?
I'm gonna go live tonight. I'm doing.
What does voyeuristic mean?
If you want to join Tiffany on her live, actually,
I'm
Tiffany,
go live tonight.
For anybody who doesn't know, which anybody's a Big Brother fan, also we'll do Stephanie too. Tiffany, where can they find you? What's your socials? Whatever.
You can find me on Instagram at my old ass handle. That Instagram will not change because I'm verified, so I got to keep it.
Oh.
It is absolutely gorgeous. 100.
I love that name.
So in the old
name,
and gray, I hope I'm still absolutely gorgeous. Maybe 33, but maybe not.
People are gonna love that. Even as you get older, people are gonna love that.
Handle, man.
People are gonna love that.
I am
that.
Absolutely gorgeous. 100 on Instagram, and I am absolutely. 100%. Yes, thank you. Aw, I'm absolutely Tiff on Twitter. So
there we go.
Follow me.
And she'll be here with us every week, but make sure you follow her because obviously we'll all be talking smack to each other. Stephanie, for anybody who doesn't know where they can find you, what's your social, Tiff? I'm Stephanie.
What?
What's your social? Where can they find you?
I'm just Stephanie Harlow on Instagram and Steph_Harlow on Twitter and Stephanie Harlow on YouTube and Crime Weekly on YouTube.
Coffee and Crime.
Great podcast. Coffee and Crime's great. Heard Crime Weekly's really good too.
Crime Weekly's really good.
In the world. Yeah.
Yeah. Heard that's pretty good. Just saying. Maybe. You know, co-host is kind of a stud.
Oh, I found Stephanie.
What'd you call me?
Oh, Stephanie.
I said your co-host is kind of a stud. Just saying.
It's not you, Derek, is it? Oh, yes. My bad.
Tiffany.
That's why it took me a minute to catch up.
Don't be sliding. Tiffany, I'm going to show them your DMs to me if you keep that up.
Hey. Whoa. Was before I got on Big Brother. I was just trying to get some help.
I'm only kidding.
I am too.
People will adjust.
Yo, really, if you both didn't just say just kidding, people would be like, Derek and Tiffany talked.
100%.
She was sliding in his DM. She's so tacky.
100%. Pre-gaming.
Yep. There you go. Stephanie knows. All right. We'll see you guys. This was a blast. A lot of fun. We'll see you next week. We'll figure out the date and time. We'll let you guys know. Best of luck to you four, and also best luck to you.
Yes.
You guys are going to need it.
Happy Hunger Games.
Best of luck to me because my team is winning.